Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and coming up on this Thanksgiving Day edition. That's right, we are working on the holiday. Who cares? We're in. We're ready to have some fun. We're going to talk about all sorts of NFL action, including hangovers. How to nurse a hangover if you're an NFL player. Some inside information. Going to take a look ahead to the Bears and the Lions. Some rumors out there, whether or not there's any validity to those rumors. We're going to look at what could be a bad situation for the Raiders featured on Thanksgiving against the Dallas Cowboys, who are going to come in a little pissed off about their previous game. We've got the Bills. We've got the Saints. We've got some confusions when it comes to the prop bet monster. And we've got Albert Breer stopping by. All of that is yours next here. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
You bet your ass, holiday or not, the trio is in, ready to fire away all sorts of, inappropriate commentary, innuendos, a little grab ass. It's a Turkey Day edition of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. We're going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, get you set for a day with family and friends and football and food and all of that here on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates and on the iHeartRadio app. Boys, how we doing? Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving. Jeez. Even though, look, it's going to come and go, much like the meal we're going to eat and it coming out of our bowels.
Jesus,
I was thinking this, though. Does Thanksgiving extend into kind of tomorrow and the weekend? A lot of people take off, obviously, today as well as Friday, and then you head into the weekend. So is it actually more of like a four-day event? I mean, Jonas, you celebrate this holiday. Is that how you view it?
Hey, Brady, does this holiday extend into like December, like say the end of December, like maybe all the way into New Year's? I mean, maybe it replaces, that one holiday that, some people just don't really get down with.
I see what he's doing.
I love Christmas. I love the Christmas lights, Christmas music, all of it, the festivities, snow. I love it all. I do.
Hey, Grinch, don't lie.
No, I do. But I think it should wait its turn and come tomorrow when the turkey is gone. I'm just saying, when the turkey is gone and it's no longer Thanksgiving Day, then you can start moving towards Christmas. You have my approval then. Until then, tough balls. Not happening. It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah. You know what? You're a D-bag, all right? You might as well be the stuffing, all right? Just shove it right on in there.
That's nice. There he is. And again, folks, the face of Big Noon Kickoff. Just lighten up your airwaves with appropriate commentary as the broadcast professional is.
By the way, don't think for one second, LeVar, that Jonas working on a holiday, he doesn't put in his back pocket, I work on holiday. That is how Jonas operates. He's always trying to be like, no days off, man. I'm like Bill Belichick. I'm like the Patriots. No days off.
I mean, it is a good point. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I work the holidays, Thanksgiving. And by the way, can we just all point this out as well, too?
What's that?
We're not really working. All right.
This isn't a job. Okay, this is not a job. Like, I mean, we prepare. We do a lot of stuff for this, but this is not what a lot of people consider work.
This is not heroic, okay? There's nothing heroic about showing up and talking about hangovers and food.
If you saw the person I lay next to every night, it's heroic to have to get up and leave. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Yeah. Brownie points, baby.
It'll be pumpkin pie points today.
Now, Brady, you asked a very important question that I thought was very relevant to a lot of people that are getting up right now that maybe don't want to be getting up at this time right now because they got a long day of cooking and getting everything ready.
Family coming in town.
Yeah, definitely. So what is that a question you have for the audience?
I would ask all of you this, our listeners. Are you hungover? Okay. and this maybe applies more for that 18 to 25 demographic, those who are in those younger ages or maybe in college coming back. Last night was – I didn't realize this until I was – gosh, I think I was in Denver at the time, and I had gone out to grab something to eat. Down at Cherry Creek. I was with the Denver Broncos. So this is like year four in the NFL.
Doesn't John Elway have a car dealership in Cherry Creek?
Maybe. I don't know. It sounds like a great tangent to a story that has nothing to do with John Elway.
Little Denver knowledge there. I sprinkle on Brady. Jonas. Thinks I don't know Denver. Sprinkle something on him
shocking.
Right there.
Oh, shocking. Yeah. So you guessed if John Elway has a car dealership. Does Don Shula have a car dealership in Miami? Probably somewhere.
Speaking of chefs, I'm like Salt Bay. Look at me just sprinkling off my elbow some Denver knowledge on Brady Quinn's face. How's that feel?
Yeah, I know this. I know he's got a steakhouse. I don't think he has any more dealerships anymore, but I know he's got a few steakhouses there. So we at least know that.
Don't let him sidetrack you, man. I want to hear the story.
The only story was when I went out. Like I was like looking around. I'm like, man, it is packed in here. There's all these young kids. Like people are kind of looking at me out, and then they're trying to like you know buy me like shots and all this stuff. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Is this like Mardi Gras or something here in Denver? Like, what did I miss? And someone looks at me. They go like, you know, this is the biggest night out in the entire year. I'm like, why is that? Everyone comes home from Thanksgiving break, comes home from college, and goes out. And so it was getting absolutely wild. I was out with a couple of teammates.
You stayed out.
I didn't. Two of us left. One stayed out.
Who stayed out?
We ain't naming names. We ain't naming names.
Don't give me his name. Just his jersey number and his Twitter account. I'll figure it out.
We go back, and he rolls in the next morning. We obviously had practice and all that stuff going on. And he was
hurt.
Mangled. Absolutely mangled. Like, trying to use the facilities, kind of get himself back, hot tubbing it, all that, to try to get himself back into it. But absolutely mangled.
I mean, it is a big holiday.
Steam room. Let me tell you something. The steam room has saved many men. Many of men.
Wow.
I'll give you the remedy here, all right? You get you a hot cup of coffee. And you got to drink it black. You can't put anything. You can't add anything to it.
You hear that, Lee?
You got to drink it black. All right. Then you go jump into that steam room and you just sweat yourself out for at least a good 15 to 25 minutes. You cannot cheat the time. It has to at least be 15 to 25 minutes that you sweat yourself out. And while you're in there sweating yourself out, you are crushing Gatorades. No, it cannot be water.
Electrolytes.
You have to get the electrolytes going and you have to get them back in you, okay? And then you get out and you take a shower, you wash it all off, and then you get some water and then a coffee, and then you're good to go. Has saved many a man. I had to get a couple rookies and help them out just like that.
Now,
that's the remedy.
Okay, so now, because Brady Quinn gave out a similar remedy months ago on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, the 10-step process?
The 10-step process.
Yeah.
But sometimes you don't have time. You got to cut through some of the steps.
Yeah, it's tough.
So if you've got to go straight to the top on your, is it the same thing? Just sweat it all out? Just a bunch of water, sweat it all out, work out, get a nice little lather going, and then you just move forward with the day? Is that how we work this thing?
With mine, no. So it's a 10-step process. I won't go through all of it like we did on that show, but it basically comes down to this. Step 10 is just start drinking again, all right? It's hair of the dog, right? If by step 9 you
very
haven't
good.
Figured it out, you're not starting to feel better. Step 10 is just start drinking again.
What was the most...
It's easier to retox than detox. All right?
I'm not saying that you would do this during a game week, but if you were coming in to watch film on, you know, say, getting into a bye week, what was the most... banged up.
It didn't have to be a bye week to get banged up.
All right, so the most banged up you ever were that you can recall where you're like, man,
it's
this is going
to
take a little...
Okay.
Give me one.
I'll say this. There have been times where we've gone out, we partied so long that when we came out, we went and got breakfast at a little breakfast spot and went straight to practice.
Good God.
We went straight to practice. Like, straight to practice. And some of these dudes, and I'll say morons, some of them morons, would actually do that early on in our careers before games. That's horrible.
Man,
I hate to admit that.
Who was it? There was a guy, a former New York Giant, who was telling a story about Lawrence Taylor. And he said one time they were playing the Eagles. And for, I think they were staying in Atlantic City, or no, they might have been playing at home, but they stayed away from home. So they stayed in a team hotel, and it was in Atlantic City before they would go to the games because their stadium was in New Jersey. And he said that Lawrence Taylor waited until they did a room check and then paid somebody to get out of the room, went, partied all night in Atlantic City, showed up to the stadium with a wad of cash that he won from the casino, in the same clothes he went out with the night before, showered, put his jersey on. It was 40 minutes until kickoff, and he had 3.5 sacks.
Yeah. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Some people used to have stunt doubles for their bed checks, but I ain't snitching on nobody. But, you know, at some point, you know, the people that check your room and check your floor, they come at a certain hour, and some people know the hours in which they get on the floors and they sit somebody on the floor so you can't come off and on the elevator. So you get your stunt double in the room before those people come sit on the floor watching people get on and off the elevator. And most times they'll open the door. They'll knock on the door. They'll open the door. They'll be like, room check. They'll be like, oh, we're here. I'm here. They don't come in the room and look at your face. They just open the door and say, yeah, room service, you know, LeVar or, you know, Brady. You go, yeah, I'm here. And that's it. So you get a stunt double.
Well, I was going to say, like, the one thing that LeVar is pointing out that makes it very easy to maneuver around, and we had players on pretty much almost every team I was on that did this, is they always have someone by the elevators. Mm-hmm. There's not always someone by the stairs.
Okay? It's like the most
orchestrated thing. So they might have to work.
Thing.
They might have to work a little bit harder. But if they really want to make it out, they can find a stairwell to make it out.
Couldn't you float somebody a couple $100 and like you don't have to worry about it? Like
we had a guy who paid off the watcher, and then the dude turned him in.
Oh, it's amazing. No! He can't keep his money.
Yeah, of course he did.
Good for him.
And the player was pissed, but like what can you do about it? Like at that point, like what are you going to say? He turned you in. He still got his job. Anyway, he'll cash off you. It was actually kind of a low-key good play. Here's what I love about LeVar Jonas' story is the fact that he tells these LT stories. And there's some truth to it, but there's other parts where you're like, you can't show up 40 minutes before a game. You repeat stuff that people say, but there's like all sorts of rules and things where you'd get fined. People would be reporting on it because the injury report comes out. If he's not there, what are you going to say? If he's not out there for warm-ups and out there in the field. So it's a great story, but you gotta be a little concerned about Jonas' stories. There's always a little half-truths.
Okay, first of all, I'm repeating what was told to me. This isn't my story. I'm repeating what was told to me.
And I'm literally punching holes in it because it is the most fabricated part of it ever. He probably showed up a few hours before, sobered up, played in the game a little
bit. Yeah, I appreciate it. Listen, that's what we like to do is poke holes here. Speaking of poking holes, you know, Brady spent time as the Chargers security guard.
What year was that?
Yeah, that was a few years ago. Yeah, Brady was wearing a red trench coat working the Charger sidelines, and that's how he knows so much about the Charger, the security handle. There, the NFL games and all that. So very good. All right, this is a fun start to the show as always. As I get kicked in the nuts to start off a holiday, but happy Thanksgiving to you and yours here. It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Coming up next, there's been a rumor going around the NFL, and that rumor has now been dismissed. We will have all the latest for you right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Coming up later on this hour, we are going to get into some stories that you may have missed. You may have not been able to see these stories. We'll have all the details for you because you were probably drinking and getting ready for a day with a bunch of family members you can't stand. So we'll have all that for you here as we usually do in case you missed it coming up later on this hour here on Fox Sports Radio. So there's been some reports out there, some rumors about Matt Nagy's job situation in Chicago. There was a report from Patch.com that we talked about.
What is Patch, by the way?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
So why are we talking about a report from Patch.com if we have no idea what it is?
So Brady, go ahead and take it away. You take it away.
No, I'm just asking you. Like, I'm looking up Patch.com now. I'm trying to figure out what this looks like. A lawn service.
I mean, it could be. I don't know. Maybe they multitask. I mean, I don't know why you're attacking me over it. I'm just saying.
I'm just asking, why are we talking about that point of it?
But this was a report that came out. Matt Nagy spoke yesterday about the situation, or spoke the day before about the situation, and responded to the report. Here's what the Bears coach had to say.
That is not accurate. You know, I have not... I have great communication with ownership, with George and Ted and Ryan, but I have not had any discussions. We have not talked this week, and that was scheduled. You know, that's been we have a good schedule over the years where we have discussions. Like you guys always hear us talk about, you know, we have constant communication with the bye week and then with the short turnaround with game prep. We have not.
Do you have assurance that you'll coach the rest of the season?
Say that again.
Do you have assurance that you'll coach?
Again, my focus right now is on these players and on Detroit. That's it.
So
that's a classic response.
Well, now we get to determine who was lying. It's Patch.com or Matt Nagy, because according to Dan Pompey of The Athletic, the Bears chairman, George McCaskey, he has told Bears players they are not firing Matt Nagy after Thursday, after today's game with the Lions. Therefore, Matt Nagy was telling the truth, not Brady's site, Patch.com. So there
can
it
is. Can I tell you what Patch is?
Yes.
Okay, this is based off Patch.com's website. Okay. It says Patch is an innovative way to find out about and participate in what's going on near you. So contribute content. Like you and I, LeVar, we could contribute content to Patch.com. And they basically have professional editors and salespeople, right? So they're selling advertising space and so forth. And they will essentially edit it, run the story. So you can help contribute to Patch.com because it is a website that serves whatever local community you're in, what news you want to see, but it could be completely fabricated like this most likely was, where someone who just wants Matt Nagy to be fired sent something in to Patch.com in the Chicago area. So there you go.
Well, I mean,
shouts out to Patch. Y'all got a whole lot of free advertising on Two Pros and a Cup of Joe this morning. Shouts out to you guys. I'm sure your stock just went up. You know, here's what I'll say to that. That's one of those, you know, you're joining into a rumor train that everybody knows is out there anyway. So it's like kind of like telling people the obvious. And Nagy's response is part of the obvious. If we were to go back through 100 different interviews throughout the history of coaches before they've lost their jobs, you would hear them say pretty much the same exact thing that Matt Nagy just said in his comments. So whether he gets fired or not, once the conversation becomes present enough where that is a part of the line of questioning going into a game, which, by the way, if you are a reporter and you're a beat reporter and you're having these type of questions, you're already boldly thinking that it's over. So the idea of it is whether he loses his job after this game, which if they were to lose to Detroit, I know the history of the Chicago Bears is to let the coach finish the season. But if you're the coach and you lose to Detroit, there's a strong chance you might lose your job, no matter what the president or the GM or anyone up top says to the players. The players don't always get the truth either. So in the end, this comes down to, can Matt Nagy coach a win over a winless team? I think is the biggest question here. And who knows what happens if you lose on Thanksgiving to a team that has no wins.
But see, they've already come out publicly and denied it and said, no, he's not being fired after this game. So if they do lose to the Lions, like you said, LeVar, which they are going to lose to the Lions, that's a Knox lock. If they do lose to the Lions, how do they spin it and message it to where they can fire him, even though they came out and said that they wouldn't be firing him? If it gets that bad and they get blown out by the Lions, let's just say they get hammered by the Lions. So what do they do?
Blown out.
What do they do?
It's just getting worse and worse.
I'm just saying, what do they
do?
Well,
hold on. It's one of the reasons why they should have said anything in the first place.
Exactly.
They should have given Patch.com or Nicotine Patch, whatever the hell it said it is. They should have given any credence whatsoever and just say, look, you know, at this point, we're always evaluating our team every week. And that's all they need to say. They don't need to go into any more specifics, because it's going to look bad now if they do and they go back on their word, which every organization has done this at some point in time, whether a president, an owner, a general manager, head coach, they've all gone back on their word, said something and turned around and said the exact opposite and looked like a hypocrite. But more so than that, they don't know what the future holds. So why would you put yourself in this position where if on Thanksgiving Day, if you're leading off this slate of games and you go out there and lay out an egg and it's starting to feel more like Matt Nagy's lost the locker room, why would you ever say anything? Because now it takes away the ability to make that move. So I think the worst thing they could have done was give patch.com or whatever the hell that is any credence whatsoever and just move forward and say, look, if we get blown up by the Lions, yeah, maybe he's lost the locker room. Maybe we need to cut ties now. So we don't need to say anything publicly at this point. Let's just see how things play out. Let's see how this game goes. They are playing with Andy Dalton. He'll be starting. Now, Jared Goff could be back for the Lions. That's, to me, that gives them the most competitive chance. LeVar saw Tim Boyle there in person in Cleveland. I don't know if that was the best way to go about doing it, but it did. I do feel like it forced them to actually give DeAndre Swift more touches, which may have been a good thing for this offense because he's by far their best player.
As somebody who's an expert on going back on your word, here's how you do it. If the Bears wanted to go back on their word, I'll tell you how you do this. After this game, if they get absolutely annihilated by the Lions, so if they just get pistol whipped by the Detroit Lions,
the Lions take a battle axe.
Something like that. And if afterwards it's that bad and all the conversation is being had still, the Bears can come out and say, after further discussion with Coach Nagy, we felt it was in the best interest of both parties to go our separate ways. We appreciate Matt Nagy for his services, and we hope to continue to try and make this franchise proud, and we will start our search immediately for our next head coach of the Chicago Bears. That's how you get out of it. It's easy. You just get right out of it there, Brady.
It could happen. But again, whether they came out and gave a public response comment or not, whether what happened in the locker room with the players being told this or not, whether Matt Nagy was told something or not,
the players are the last ones to be told the truth. No one's telling the players anything. They'll never tell the players anything.
All I'll say is the fans are probably lower on the totem pole than the players. But the bottom line is
they're not a part of the organization.
Okay. Right. Well there you go. So in the end, whatever they're going to do, nobody's going to know they're doing it. You know what? Let me give you a great example, okay? When my rookie year, nobody knew what was going on. Like, we were playing this, that, and the other. We were having a underachieving season for Dan Snyder to have paid top dollar to put together what was perceivably an all-star team that would win the Super Bowl, and we would win it fairly easily. Making it to the playoffs the year before, Dan Snyder takes over the team, and then he brings in two draft picks, LeVar Arrington and Chris Samuels, 2 and 3 in the draft, all right? So you've bolstered your offensive line that was already really good. You bolstered your defense that was already really good. Then you bring in Jeff George as the backup to Brad Johnson. You bring in Deion Sanders to bolster your defense. You bring in Mark Carrier to bolster your defense. You bring in Bruce Smith to bolster your defense. You bring in all these guys, and we're not doing well. And then we play the Dallas Cowboys, which is the Detroit Lions, the Chicago Bears, the Detroit Lions to the Chicago Bears that, we were to Dallas. We lose the game in Dallas, and Dan fired him in the locker room. Like, that wasn't planned. That wasn't discussed. That
in front
wasn't,
of the team?
That wasn't. No, he didn't do it in front of the team. But what he did do, he degraded him in front of the team. Like the way he was talking, and then he told him to come on over here. He took him out of the plain vision and sight of everybody. He fired him right in the locker room. Jeez. So for what it's worth, some of these decisions, you don't know if they're going to happen or not. You know what I mean? Nobody foresaw it. I mean, it could have been talked about. It could have been speculated about.
Yeah, I mean,
but that man
humans,
really
right?
fired him in the moment out of disgust and anger.
Yeah, we're humans. We right. act emotional. We act irrational at times, and we make decisions, and that's how it works. I mean, we're not robots, so there's no formula that everyone's already always going to abide by. I mean, it right. might just be a feeling. It might just be, you know, again, a reaction to this looks bad. You know, we're looking at our, we're getting blown out 30-7 by the Lions. This looks bad.
And I'm done.
And if you know, so and who knows how it's going to go?
Right. That's the point.
And if it does go that way, we know the patch will be on top of it.
Well, that's right.
They'll be the first.
Which, by the way, go to patch.com and join the community if you want to contribute content.
Now, let me ask you this. let me just ask you guys this.
The free advertising for them?
No, just check your text. Now, let me ask you this. So, you guys mentioned that sometimes the players know and then the fans know. What is the pecking order of people that know when there's a move that's going to be made in an NFL locker room? Like, does it start ownership, then coaches? Like how far down the rung do we get before players find out anything about what's going on?
They don't know until they know.
So they're literally...
Who cares?
Okay, I'm just asking the question. Players know...
Twitter? I don't know.
Players know right before fans know. Like that's how little you guys are kept in the loop.
Sometimes fans know sooner before players because they're like constantly checking Twitter or have an alert on their phone.
You don't think that's weird that you guys that you have no idea who your coach is going to be from time to time?
It ain't me losing my job, I'm chilling.
Yeah, it's survival of the fittest, dude.
It's funny.
A cutthroat league.
Like, they fired him. All right, who's going to be the coach?
You know what I was thinking, by the way, about this holiday that we're all celebrating and sharing together is, if your holiday meal is highlighted more by the side dishes than the actual entree, which, let's be real, that's what Thanksgiving is. Like, it's kind of not a great meal, right? I'm sorry. I'm just saying, I don't know many people who tell me for Thanksgiving, they get excited about the turkey. It's always like, oh, I love stuffing, or I love, you know, the sweet potato mash or cream corn or cream whatever. Like, that's usually what people talk about, or like the pies. They don't talk about the turkey.
You can't grill a turkey, right?
Yes, you can.
You can? Okay, it just takes what, because, the power's out at my house, so I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do about Thanksgiving.
You can grill a turkey.
Yeah, it's not...
You put it on low and you just let it, like, it's almost like...
That's going to take 4 days. It's going to take 4 days for that to cook, isn't it?
It's not going to take 4 days. It might take like
three.
Size of the, if it's a big turkey, it might take like 4 hours, 5 hours.
Yeah. Just go get a blowtorch and just go ahead and light that puppy up for a few minutes.
Yeah, I got your blowtorch right here, pal.
blowtorch is only to caramelize
the torch.
You know, the stuff that you put on top, like, you know, the rub and stuff. Like, you got to still let it cook the meat, you know. Yeah.
But can I ask you this? Do either of you guys look forward to the turkey, or is it more the side dishes?
If the turkey isn't right, the side dishes cannot be correct either.
Side dish. And also, by the time the meal actually comes around, I don't eat that much because I've been picking at stuff on the table throughout. So just, you know.
That's horrible of you
and to for a
do
guy
that to yourself.
Celebrates Thanksgiving so much. Doesn't even eat that much, folks. Here we go.
Yeah.
Jonas Knox.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to clarify here.
I better pick the food. So therefore, I am
all right,
not
it is, I have no
by
idea. Why am I being bullied? A half hour into the show and I'm being attacked from both ends.
You cannot say bully. We're not attacking you from both ends, for one.
Yeah.
And for two, you cannot say bullying, bro. Like, we'll get canceled. Like, don't do that.
All right. Well,
honest. Right. I'm big and I'm dark skinned. I will be the first one to go. You cannot say bullying, bro.
I mean, you look great today, man. I will tell you that. You look like you're ready for the Thanksgiving holiday, Lamar. It is two pros and a cup of Joe here.
I had a lot of eggnog. I got to say, that's what a home unit is for on a holiday.
Sports Radio. It's Lamar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. Coming up next, somebody in the world of sports was really pissed off, but are they being soft? We will get into all of that for you next here on FSR.
We do that for?
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Just hear this on a speaker on all four corners of the weight room at Dublin Kaufman High back in Dublin, Ohio.
You know what movie?
Early 2000s. And there he was. A man who was ready to spurn Ohio State to go to Notre Dame. A man who teased Michigan only to go to Notre Dame at the squat rack. Five plates on each side doing jump squats. getting ready to throw pat and go lines.
Oh, gosh.
Do you know what
I do appreciate when Jonas starts bringing up stuff that, and he does work out, that he knows is like just impossible or
so
categorically false.
Yeah. It's amazing. Like, but there are people that do lifts, and you're like, first of all, I don't know what that helps. Secondly, that actually hurts more than it helps. Like, you could just see damage being done, but, you know, anything to look good. And it just
I think there's an orthopedic somewhere who's excited about doing that back surgery in the future.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah. And listen, we are, as you can tell by the picture, somebody might need some surgery.
I used to go to this camp, and I used to sit next to this chiropractor, and I used to watch this strength trainer warm all these kids up. And I'm like, I've never seen that before. I was like, that doesn't look like that's good for them. He goes, oh, yeah, I don't say anything, because they would all become clients eventually. So he was just sitting there waiting for the kids to eventually come to his, like, rehab facility. He was like a chiropractor, rehab, did a bunch of other stuff too. It was like a trainer. But he's like, oh, yeah, I don't say anything. He's like, this is my cash cow. See, that's 500 kids out there. He goes, about 50% of them are going to get hurt. He goes, that's 250 new clients.
Oh, man, so good. All right, so speaking of which, coming up top of next hour here on Fox Sports Radio, we are going to have a really serious medical conversation about a future Hall of Famer. I mean, this is serious stuff, very concerning stuff, and we are going to get into the juicy details of it all and maybe a possible overreaction, but we will have that discussion here again top of next hour, a little over 10 minutes from now. Right now, though, it is time for something we do on the show every single day at this time called this.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you in case you missed it.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, the great Lee Delap, to find out what the hell's going on. Lee?
You guys, late last night, the Lakers pulled off overtime win against the Pacers, thanks in part to LeSnitch, a.k.a. LeBron. Kicked out of the game.
Wow.
Here's what he had to say.
Skip Delap!
Yeah, that's right. He got the fans kicked out. They were sitting courtside. Here's what he had to say about the incident.
It's the difference between booing opponents and things of that nature, or not wanting your opponents to be successful. And then there's moments where it goes outside the line with obscene gestures and words, and that shouldn't be tolerated in our game from nobody. I would never say it to a fan, and a fan should never say it to a player.
Yeah, but I will elbow somebody.
Unrealistic.
So, yeah, just but he's all about respect, though, man.
Very unrealistic.
Yeah. I understand there's going to be points in time where a line's crossed, a fan says something. I don't know. This is how I've always felt. The fans pay to come see you play. And it might not be right, but it happens. And I don't know. You get paid a lot of money to play a sport, dude. Just deal with it. I guess that's the only thing I'd say. Just
you
deal with it.
You can't call yourself a football player as a basketball player if you're saying that about how fans handle things. In reality, let's be clear here. What if he was in the black hole? What if he was in the dog pound? Like, what?
Oh, God.
What if you found yourself in a situation? I know, in Kansas City, I remember when I was benched my last year in Washington, and we had a game in Kansas City, and I had the worst obscenities and things said to me about being on the bench and what I was and what I wasn't and what I could be and what I could do and all every which thing in between. And you know what? Like, is it right? No, it's not right. But at the end of the day, you have to tolerate certain things in your profession that, you know, go beyond the realm of what everyday living in society is. And that's just the reality of it. I mean, I've heard things said in the black hole before that it just, you know, outside of somebody threatening to like physically harm your family or something to that effect, if you're not in danger, it's kind of like, you know, it's almost like nothing is off limits, not racial slurs, not anything. Nothing seems to be off limits, and it's always seemed to be that way. And you know, whether right or wrong, it's always been a part of sport.
It's the whole, he's got to be demonstrative and say, them out, I want them out, get out of here. It's like, dude, come on, man.
And it's the whole idea that it's LeBron James. You know, now you have two instances where it's like, all right, LeBron then cracked the dude's face wide open, and he gets a one-game suspension because he did it by accident. He didn't do it by accident. He hit the dude in the face, and it happened.
Yes.
And so now, you know, he gets one game, dude gets two games. All right, cool. But then now you're like, oh, get those fans out of here. LeBron doesn't like what those fans are saying. That's what it's turning into. You know, it's like, is the dude pampered? Are you different than everybody else that has to deal with obscenities and stuff like that when they're playing in the game?
You guys tell me this. It feels like there's some LeBron fatigue from a lot of people. I think there's some people that are kind of tired of, they're not sure how sincere he is. They're not sure whether or not he's, you know, like there's this, you know, this thing out there where he tries to give off this impression that, you know, he's very, he reads books all the time. And then somebody pointed out like five or six different pictures of him being seen reading a book in the locker room. And it's always on the first page.
It's like he's not actually
reading. He just wants to give the perception that he is. I think there's some LeBron fatigue by some people out there.
I mean, just because it's on the first page, I mean, he could have strategically changed pages after he saw that report. So
who wouldn't,
you know,
do that?
And you know what? Patch would be there to get it. But
whether it's Patch or this, that, and the other, it's one of the two, you know.
LeBron's going ham on Patch.
But the idea of it is maybe there's LeBron James fatigue. Like maybe LeBron is fatigued. Maybe he is.
Ooh.
I mean, stay home.
Can I just say this? Like, we do tend to have like a really short-term memory when it comes to stuff nowadays, right? Like, people don't remember what they did 2 days ago, 3 days ago, and that. And so that being said, there is like this idea that I think the more superstars people put themselves out there, I think the more people get fatigued and tired of it because it's over and over and over and over and over again. And it's like, oh, yeah, he just said something yesterday. He just did something the day before that. He just did this earlier today. Like, it's always something. Like, you know, J.J. Watt, who's been injured and been out for a while, like, he's a guy who may fall into that category. But you hadn't heard from him since he's been hurt, right? And then the next thing that pops up is, hey, he's paying for the funerals of all those people who are impacted by the guy who ran into them during the parade, which is an amazing gesture. And it's one of those where it's genuine, it's awesome, it's a cool story, and people will love him for it because now they hear about this, and then they're not going to have to like see him running with his shirt off again at any point in time coming up soon. Because it always felt like there was something more to why he was doing something. This is just a genuine, awesome gesture that he's doing it. So I do think like superstars, people like that, man, they gotta be careful about how much they need to put themselves out there.
Yeah, well, listen, social media.
Now everybody's going to do it. There's always going to be somebody who thinks that they can do it now. Now that they know that it's gotten to them, somebody's going to always do it.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Hey, not on this show, though. Listen, us here, like we are a team. We are together. Nobody attacks anybody on this show. It's not how it works here on Fox Sports Radio.
Because if it happens, it's ether, baby.
Yeah, damn right it is. You know what we're talking about. Hour two next here on FSR.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.